Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." To him who lacks sense, she says, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight." Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it. The woman folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." And to him who lacks sense, she says, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reading we heard this evening, the close of the initial section of the book of Proverbs, presents us with two women, Lady Wisdom and Ms. Folly, or Foolishness. Apart from her name, Lady Wisdom is not described. Concerning Ms. Folly, we are told three things. First, she is loud. Second, she is seductive. Third, that she knows nothing. She's clearly troubled. It turns out that both of these women have prepared a meal and issue virtually identical invitations. Lady Wisdom sends out her young women to proclaim to everyone in the town, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." Ms. Folly, who apparently has no serving girls, herself proclaims the same invitation. "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." In both cases, the next half verse continues, "To him who lacks sense," she says, and both follow with an invitation to a meal. Before we get into the different meals on offer, it's worth considering what we should understand by the descriptions, "whoever is simple" and "whoever lacks sense." To ask the Lutheran question, what does this mean? Briefly, the simple and those lacking sense are among the general class of fools of whom Proverbs speaks. People characterized by lack of faith and trust in God. This kind of person is inexperienced and immature, open to the influence of other fools, and can be easily deceived and misled. Such simple or gullible people are, however, less culpable for their foolishness than those Proverbs describes as fools, stubborn fools, or complete fools. These latter groups of people are actively hostile to God, people who wittingly and intentionally rebel against God and His Word. The simple, then, describes fallen humanity. Sinners who do not know or trust the Lord. The sick who need healing from the great physician. The lost whom Jesus became incarnate to seek and to save. Lady Wisdom offers the simple and those who lack sense a feast of meat and bread and spiced wine. Yet her food is not simply a rich banquet intended to please the palate and fill the belly. To those who partake of the food she offers, Lady Wisdom says, "Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight." You aren't mistaken if you recognize a bit of foreshadowing here of the one who spoke of the food that endures to eternal life, who proclaimed, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven," and who promised, "If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." In both cases, here in Proverbs and there in John 6, eating is at least in part a picture of believing, of coming to know the Lord, a God gracious and merciful, righteous and just, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty. A picture of coming to know Him and trust Him. Thus, Lady Wisdom shares with the simple and those without sense the truths of the sacred writings, which are able to make them wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. By contrast, Ms. Folly offers what can only be described as a meager meal. To the one who turns into her house, she says, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." Hers, we might say, is a counterfeit banquet. Just as the foolishness she shares is counterfeit wisdom, and thus worthless wisdom. What makes the water she offers sweet is that it's stolen. Apart from that, it's simply water. It has no enduring benefit. The origin of the bread she offers isn't described quite so clearly, but the apparent necessity of eating it in secret suggests that there's something dodgy about it as well. So in contrast to Lady Wisdom, Ms. Folly offers a diet fit for prison, only bread and water. But she doesn't merely seduce the gullible, simple person to slake his thirst and assuage his hunger. No, we read on, the simple man does not know that the dead are there at her table, in her house, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Sheol here referring to the domain of the dead, the grave, and perhaps more specifically, to hell itself. So Ms. Folly's invitation ends in death, while Lady Wisdom bestows on her guests life and insight. The middle section of our text, verses 7 through 12, are instruction from Lady Wisdom that has no correspondence with anything coming from Ms. Folly. There is warning. Scoffers and wicked men are liable to strike out at anyone who corrects or approves them. So know what to expect. On the other hand, if you reprove, instruct, or teach a wise man, you will be appreciated, and the wise man will become wiser because of your words, and increase in learning. I suppose in this wisdom from Solomon, through Lady Wisdom, there could be a bit of a self-diagnosis tool for you and me to consider how we respond to being reproved, corrected, or instructed. Lady Wisdom's final bit of instruction gets right to the heart of the matter. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. As I said earlier in Proverbs, fools are people characterized by a lack of faith and trust in God. It is in Proverbs, as David writes in Psalm 53, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Thus, Lady Wisdom teaches the fear of the Lord, who created you, and thus has the right to tell you what to do and how to be. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The wise person recognizes his or her creatureliness, that God is God and he alone. With this knowledge of God comes knowledge of his righteousness, omnipotence, and steadfast love and faithfulness. Also a knowledge of your sinfulness, weakness, and failures. And from this knowledge, by his word and through his Holy Spirit, the Lord works wisdom in you. Repentance, trust, dependence on him and his gracious promises, and in the end, life with him forever. So vital is this wisdom that our Savior taught us to pray for it, that God's name would be hallowed among us, his kingdom come to us, and his good and gracious will for our salvation be fulfilled in us, that we would receive all that he gives us each day for the support and of this body and life with thanksgiving, that he would forgive us our sins, and finally guard and keep us in temptation, lest we fall from the faith, and also deliver us from evil. The Lord bless you always to feast with Lady Wisdom, and give you grace to resist and flee from seductive Ms. Folly, so that the days of your life may be multiplied, the days of your life with him may never end. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.